Hello and welcome to the Mountainbrook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 22nd. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a wonderful day, getting some relaxation. The Family Mission Team is headed to Colorado today to work with Trailhead Church in Fort Collins. So please be in prayer for us as we travel today. In the book of Acts, we need to do a little bit of a recap because yesterday when Jane read, she read about Cornelius calling for Peter and then Peter having a vision. And in this vision, he saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by the four corners. And on it were all these animals that he wasn't supposed to eat as a Jewish person. And God tells him to eat. This has deeper implications for the cleanliness of the Gentiles, and we'll read about that today. So we're picking up right where Peter is going to Cornelius' house in Acts chapter 10, starting in verse 24. The following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said. "I'm only a man myself." While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask why you sent for me?" Cornelius answered, "3 days ago, I was in my house praying at this hour, at 3 in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayers and remembered your gifts to the poor. Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest in the house of Simon the Tanner, who lives by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us.' Then Peter began to speak. 'I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all those who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the 3rd day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Wow, Cornelius and Peter met in a divine appointment, didn't they? Their encounter was led by God. Each of them had a vision, and it got me thinking about how we all have divine appointments as well. We may not see a vision, but the person who is in front of us could be the holiest thing that we encounter today. And so as you are in conversation with people, or as you happenstance meet someone, just be open to what the Holy Spirit might be doing in that conversation. This is one of the most pivotal passages in the New Testament because Cornelius is a Gentile like us, and Peter is learning and understanding that the gospel, the good news about Jesus, isn't just for the Jews, it is for everyone. I want to read for you a little paragraph out of The God of Your Story by Brian Harden. He says, "The awareness that God was doing something far more expansive than what they'd previously understood created tension, especially in the ministry of the Apostle Paul, as we will see moving forward in the book of Acts. From this point, the church was pulled into something new. Everyone in the world was welcome to be grafted into the family of God through Jesus. This profoundly affects us today because most of us would be considered Gentiles. What we take for granted began with this encounter between Peter and Cornelius, and thank God it did." And so we do thank the Lord today that Cornelius sent for Peter, and that we as the Gentiles can be grafted into the family of God. On Saturday, we like to focus in on a nation, and so we want to be praying today for Djibouti. Now, that's a funny sounding name for a country, but this is one of the hottest places on earth. It's actually one of the poorest countries in the world as well. I was reading that 2/3 of the country's population live in the capital city, but most of them do not have work. Djibouti may be a peaceful place, but it is poor, and the life expectancy of Djiboutians is short. If you know that I am saying that incorrectly, I'm so sorry, but I think that's how you say the country. We want to be praying alongside those who live there, that they might grow to know Jesus. Most of the people there are Muslim. And those who are Christians, that they would have the boldness and the ability to share the gospel with others. We also want to just pray generally for their health and their well-being, that God might provide food for the people who do not have enough, and that they might have the resources they need to find work and an abundant life. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank you for your word and the awesome truth that we read in it today, that you do not show favoritism, but you accept people from every nation as we fear you and seek to do what is right. And so we thank you for our Lord Jesus, who gave of himself so that we might flourish and come to faith. And so we want to pray for people around the world for that same experience, that they might know and follow after you. And in that regard, we pray for the people of Djibouti. We ask, Lord, for their physical well-being and their spiritual well-being. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. Pray that you would give them a great day. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.